Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the Lie, though, is a maniacal tweeter. Al, and he is also the head of Villanueva Law.
Sports
what
law.
Else does he do, Rhea?
Sports
Give me
law,
his
former
Twitter.
Green Bay Packet. He's got a great newsletter, andrew-brandt.com.
All right, and if you want to follow by Twitter, I just do Andrew Brandt Twitter. It comes right up.
Yeah.
Wow, Andrew, you are very active on Twitter.
Morning, guys. You know, I just heard on the open that this New Jersey lawyers thing, I should be down there rocking T-shirts with my Twitterism. There will be lawyers. You know, I hired this guy. He's going to do some marketing for me. He's going to do the T-shirts and mugs and all that with my Twitterisms because there is a demand out there. I should be hawking over there.
Well, Andrew, you are phenomenal. He covers the Nick Saban thing. Wow.
Great.
But let me just start with this because when you were – after Howie Roseman was able to sign James Bradberry, you tweeted out, how the Giants couldn't muster even a low-round pick if only to keep him out of the division is beyond me. Andrew, how amazing is it that the Giants allowed the Eagles – to take away their best cornerback in James Bradberry?
Couple things to unpack here. First, if there are 11 teams, as Adam Schefter reported, that were after this player once he got released, again, it's hard for me to fathom that they couldn't get even a low-round pick just to get him somewhere that's not down the road in Philadelphia, just to get him to a team that they're not going to play twice a year, whatever it may be. Now you can say, well, none of these teams don't want to fit in that cap. But, hey, you do what Howie did. You work out a deal along with the trade. I mean, this happens all the time where players are traded for what I amount to a ham sandwich trade just to keep them away from other teams. Listen, I've been critical of Howie on the whole Wentz thing, and Howie, full disclosure, is a friend I've known for 20-something years, and he lives a few blocks from me here in the Philly suburbs. But he has really proven himself in recent moves, the trades. This is what we've talked about for years, guys. There has been a bias, and I think it's gone away. But there has been a bias against GMs who don't come up through the traditional bird-dogging, scouting background. Howie's one of those guys. So Howie came up, as I know so well, with a cap contract negotiating background, trained at the feet of Joe Banner, went into his own. I worked there for a while he was getting his feet wet on the personnel side. And that has proven itself to be an added value for the Eagles. They have used his negotiating cap contract background to negotiate trades that I continue to think win. He wins. He wins in trades. He wins in contract negotiations. That's added value for the Eagles and their fans. It truly is.
Andrew, here's where it's funny because they got James Bradberry. The Eagles are a playoff team, and the Giants were a five-win team. They were awful. And the Giants couldn't afford Bradberry, but the Eagles found a way to. That is cap management, but I don't understand how the Giants couldn't find a way to keep one of their best players who's still only 28. Is that mismanagement on their end? I mean, explain to me how a bad team can't afford him, but a good team can.
I mean, you always look to the quarterback, and obviously the Eagles have the low-salary quarterback. That is the biggest value in the NFL, the biggest value in pro sports, to my knowledge, which is having a starting quarterback where you would say the average veteran makes, pick a number, $20, $25, $30 million a year. And if you have someone on a rookie deal, especially in a lower round past the first, you're paying $1 million, $2 million a year. That gives you $20-something million to play with. Now, the Giants have Jones, but he's in that option year, which makes it a different number. So it's a higher number. But, yes, the Giants have done some mismanagement. You have big numbers for Kenny Golladay, who didn't produce. Adoree Jackson didn't produce. Other players that they moved on from. This is a problem. And you get a team like this that's so cap-strapped, so up against it, and you get a negotiating GM like Howie Roseman. That's not a winning situation for the Giants.
Wow.
They lost. So, obviously, these are going to be situations that play out. But he got Bradberry for nothing. He got Darius Slay. I think it was a third and a fifth.
That's right.
Top corners. I mean, I know he's not Jalen Ramsey. Let's be clear. But Jalen Ramsey went for two ones. Top corners are going for much higher prices than that.
Yeah,
so, again, that's a value.
Andrew, you're talking about the prices being paid for quarterbacks and how they restrict the salary cap. So I'm trying to understand, are you better off having a guy? I mean, you had Brett Favre when you were with the Green Bay. Are you better off having a $40 million a year quarterback, or are you better off trying to get by on a much less guy who's making way less, which is money you can use at other positions?
Yeah, that's a question I'm being asked a lot. Obviously, for the elites, for the A-listers, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, I don't think you can make that argument. But now, you know, you look at a situation where they paid Ryan Tannehill, or they paid, I know there are a lot of names that don't come up to that level, and then they're stuck. You know, then you're stuck. And that brings us to, I think we can answer this with another position now, because nothing has impressed me more in this offseason in the NFL than the wide receiver position. So Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill go to this new level. It had never been established before, this $25 million a year level. And the Eagles look at this situation and they say, okay, the Titans paying Tannehill all that money are not going to do this for that player. And this player, A.J. Brown, becomes available. And I think Howie was magical there because he used the deadline. He waited till draft day, and the only way the trade was going to get made was with a new contract. So using the deadline with the agent, as well as the Titans, to get a new deal. And this is going to be what you just asked about quarterbacks now with receivers. We have the Titans saying, okay, we're going to go with Treylon Burks at $2 million a year, while the Eagles pay someone $20+ million a year, and we'll see what happens. And that's what the Packers and Chiefs have done as well. So your question about quarterbacks is now being asked about wide receiver.
I want to extend you just a little to the Sixers for one last thing here, Andrew, because right now we had the guy that runs the Sixers, Daryl Morey, last week say, Doc Rivers is really good coach and I'm bringing him back. A lot of evidence suggests he's not the right guy for this job. What would you do if you were running the Sixers right now? And what goes into a decision about whether you keep a veteran coach who doesn't seem to be very effective anymore?
You see how the players are responding. You see how the team is advancing or not advancing. You see how young players are getting better. Obviously, Maxey fits that mold to the T. And you see if there's cohesion. You see if they're listening. And I think Morey is making that decision that they are, that they're still advancing. I'm a huge fan, and I'm as disappointed as any. But as much as people are down on James Harden, I think you got to run this through. I just think whether, you know, I don't think the long-term decision with Harden is an easy one, but I do think the short-term is you've got to see what a full season with these two stars and Maxey's development go through. And I think if you're going to do that, which they are, they're not breaking up the team, other than a couple minor moves, I believe, they've got to keep the coach in place.
I don't have a good feeling about it. Andrew Brandt is amazing. And, Al, if you follow him on Twitter, Andrew, how could they follow you on Twitter? What's the best way?
Well, that's the easy one. That's Andrew, at my name, Andrew Brandt.
Perfect.
But the newsletter goes into all this stuff deeper, andrew-brandt.com. And, yeah, Villanova's done for the summer. I did this name, image, likeness for my students where they had to present to me where this thing is going, and we just saw the feud between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban.
Yeah.
This thing is the Wild West. We don't know where it's going to end, but this is a whole new age of college sports.
Well, monitor it with Andrew Brandt. Andrew, always an honor. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, guys. Take care.
Andrew Brandt with some great insights. Now on the...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.